Wisdom is knowing where to tap. Wisdom is the ability to inculcate into our personal lives the knowledge of the Word of God.
Welcome to Treasure Truth with pastor and author James Ford Jr., senior pastor at Christ Bible Church in Chicago. I'm Steve Hiller. Glad you're with us as we continue our series, The ABCs of Prayer. And last time we began to look at praying with an attitude of gratitude. If you want to go back and check out our previous broadcast, you can always do that. In fact, do that anytime at our website, treasuredtruthradio.org. That's treasuredtruthradio.org. Pastor, we heard you just use a pretty big word there. Wisdom is the ability to inculcate into our personal lives the knowledge of the Word of God. I think we need a definition before we even talk about what today's message is about.
Yeah. Well, it just literally means to put something into your life on a consistent basis. So to apply it into your life.
All right. So we need to learn to apply wisdom to our life. How does that help in maintaining or praying with an attitude of gratitude?
First of all, the Bible tells us that we have already been given the mind of Christ. And what you have is the message of the Word of God coupled with the mind of Christ. Then you know what that allows us to do? Think like God thinks. Mm-hmm. And if you think like God thinks, then you'll act like God acts. And if you act like God acts, you'll say what God says. And so all it is just reproducing in us and through us what thus saith the Lord. We begin to live the way God wants us to live, because wisdom is basically living life according to God's plan.
And we can gain so much of that wisdom by spending time in God's Word. You know, Proverbs come to mind right away, to spend time there, and we learn how we ought to be doing and how to begin to apply wisdom to our life. But I want to back up and talk a little bit more about praying with an attitude of gratitude and why we need to be doing that. We began to look at that, but what are some of the other reasons besides just the person of who God is as to why we need to be praying with that attitude of gratitude?
Because God has provided our needs. And here's what we have to realize, Steve. Many of us don't understand that what we're praying about sometimes is not our needs, but our greeds. God has promised to provide clothing, shelter. And so we have to make a distinction between our needs, our wants, and our desires. Because God gives us, He supplies all of our needs. He gives us most of our wants, especially in this country, and even some of our desires. And so here's what we do. We have a desire. So what's a need? Let's say transportation. Well, if you got a bus pass, you've got transportation. What's a want? I want a car. What's a desire? A Beamer.
Yeah.
You see, well, if God didn't give me a Beamer, you know, we have to realize if you have food and clothing, a roof over your head, you ought to be grateful for everything that you have, and anything else is a bonus.
Yeah, that's a great attitude.
That's a mentality that we have to develop.
Right. Yeah, the attitude we need to have, the, as you say, the mentality to develop, and that's what today's message is all about. We're in Daniel chapter 2, so I hope you'll open your Bible and join us there as we continue the message, praying with an attitude of gratitude. Here's Pastor Ford.
We need to focus in on thanking Him for who He is. He's the central person in this prayer. John 19, remember they asked Jesus, are you King of the Jews? Emphatic. You, the King of the Jews, are? I'll never forget it. Sometimes I come over, and this happened, we were without a janitor. And so, you know, I've done it before. You know, when I first came here, I did a whole lot of janitor work. You know, there isn't a bathroom in this place I haven't cleaned, and on it goes. And so I was waiting on somebody I was supposed to meet with, and he was kind of an important person. And that day I had to do some cleaning. I said, you know what, I don't care. I'm going to clean, you know, and then I'll meet with him. He came early. And I was going to change, you know, put a tie on, you know, just put a tie around the shirt, wash my hands, that kind of stuff. So he said, I've come to, I was outside cleaning up, picking up paper. And he said, are you affiliated with this church here? I said, yeah. He said, I'm looking for Pastor Ford. Is he in? I said, yeah. He said, is the door open? I said, well, no. I said, but I have the key. He said, oh, okay. So we walked in, and then we walked to my office, and then I opened the door, and then I sat down in my chair, and I said, come on in. He said, are you Pastor Ford? You know, emphatic. And so that's what Daniel's doing. He's saying everything is emphatic. You and you alone. You and you alone. What's he saying? Ultimate source. Yes, you have a job, but that's not what provided for you. Yes, you have a home, but that's not what's sheltering you. Yeah. It's him and him alone. But then notice, secondly, the character of his person. He says in verse 20, blessed be the name of God. Now, name means or equals nature. It reveals something special. In Scripture, it always represents all that a person is. We know it. Exodus 3:14, I am that I am. And so he is who? He's John's gospel, bread of life. He is light. See, why does he start with this? Because he starts with his person because all other attributes flow from his person. What's he talking about? The intrinsic value of God. See, why did he think I was not the pastor? Because I was cleaning and because I did not have on a suit and a tie. But that doesn't make me a pastor. Yeah, so cleaning up does not make me a pastor, and wearing a tie does not make me a pastor. I mean, cleaning up does not make me a pastor. Amen. And wearing a tie doesn't make me, you know, it's intrinsic value. So the intrinsic, non-communicable glory of God. In other words, you hear me say, I say it all the time, right? I say it's inseparable. So I'll say, like, wet is the water. Right? Like heat is the fire, right? Like blue is the sky, right? Like good looking is the Ford. Inseparable, right? I say that all the time. And so then what's he saying? He's saying, listen, the character, I thank God for the character of his person. So God's name is how we describe the sum effect of all of his attributes. So when we look at him, see, here's what I'm trying to say. See, you don't make the sun light, it is light. You don't make the sky blue, it is blue. You don't make water wet, it is wet. See, if the attribute is intrinsic to the object, and often we forget that. So he says, but blessed be the name of the Lord. This actually happened. Remember the bad boy of tennis? John McEnroe? Well, when John McEnroe lost to Andre Agassi, remember that? That's another sermon, because the way Andre Agassi beat him was unorthodox. Everything was unorthodox. Didn't make sense. But anyway, so he won Wimbledon that year. They're going out. They're heading out. Andre Agassi has the Wimbledon Cup. He's going on. John McEnroe's behind him. They walk past a certain area, and John McEnroe grabs Andre Agassi on national TV. Andre Agassi turns around with that look in his face like, what's wrong with you, man? And then he whispers something to him, and they both go back. And Andre Agassi takes a knee and goes down, puts the cup down, and then bows. You see, what he had forgotten is that Wimbledon is in England and that the Queen is at the game. And that before you leave, the last thing you do, no matter who you are, is bow and give deference to the Queen on the throne. That's what Daniel's saying, that we always give deference to who God is, that we revere him because he is God on the throne. And some of us are like Andre Agassi. We forget to bow. But then notice the continuity of his person. because he says forever and ever. So what does that do? It intensifies it. It increases the impossibility of it ever ending. So then, listen, sometimes, sometimes we get tired, but nature never gets tired. Psalm 19, 1 and 2. The sun is faithful to tell us about him, and the flowers reveal the beauty of his fragrance, and the birds tell us about his provision in the seasons, and on it goes. And so when you look at this, it shows the continuity of his person. So why do we have an attitude of gratitude? Because of the person of God. As a matter of fact, do you disciples' prayer said? Let me tell you what it said. It said this. It said, "Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done." That's in Matthew 6. It's only one request. How many does it sound like? Three. It's only one. Let me tell you why. There are no connectives. So no conjunctions, no connections. So hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Here's what he's talking about. Hallowed be thy name is the majesty of God's person. Thy kingdom come is the magnitude of God's power. And thy will be done is the manifestation of God's plan. You can't disconnect those. It's a package deal. And so you have to have God's person as a priority, his power and his plan, and it all has to be wrapped up together. Hallowed, the majesty of God's person. You know what we're saying? Expose your deity. Thy kingdom come, the magnitude of God's power. You know what we're saying? Exert your dominion. Thy will be done, the manifestation of God's plan. You know what we're saying? Exercise your desire. So here it is, right in the Lord's Prayer. I will not dishonor your name. I will not delay your kingdom, and I will not deny your will. That's a powerful prayer. That's a powerful prayer. But then notice secondly. So in this prayer of gratitude, if you've got an attitude of gratitude, you will be grateful for the person of God. But then secondly, Daniel tells us that if you have an attitude of gratitude, you will be thankful for the perception of God. Notice what the text says. Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his." Wisdom. Now, not knowledge. Who knows the difference? How many know the difference? Let me see your hands. Know the difference? All right. Knowledge is facts. Wisdom is the ability to use those facts.
All right, how many of you raised your hands? All right, you can put them down now. You're listening to Treasure Truth with Pastor Ford, a message entitled Praying with an Attitude of Gratitude, part of a series called the ABCs of Prayer. And if you missed any of the broadcasts in the series, you can always come to our website and listen to each and every broadcast there. Our website address is treasuretruthradio.org. While you're there, you might want to check out the different books that Pastor Ford has written. He's written a number that are available both as a paperback or in an ebook format. Just click on the Books by Pastor Ford link. Our website address, treasuretruthradio.org. Back to the message. Here's Pastor Ford.
I like to tell this story about in the day when they had the big mainframe computers, and one of them broke down, a $3 or $4 million machine, and they called the repair person. He came. He said, "Plug it in." They plugged it in. He heard a hum. He went in the back, took a little hammer, and said, "Bam!" Tapped it, and whoom! It started working. And the guy said, "I'll send you the bill." He said, "Okay." Send him a bill. And the bill said $1,000. The guy said, called him up and said, "Hey, I was there. You walked in, tapped the machine. Machine started working. We're not paying you $1,000. Itemize it." So here's how he itemized it. He said, "For tapping, $1. For knowing where to tap, $999. Wisdom is knowing where to tap. Wisdom is the ability to inculcate into our personal lives the knowledge of the Word of God. Because everybody has the Word of God, but everybody doesn't know how to inculcate it into their lives. And so there are a lot of people who have a lot of head knowledge, but have no heart conversion. And so the word of God is not doing them any good. You know, it's like Romel used to say, a $50 hat on a nickel head. 141 times in the Old and New Testament, the word wisdom. And guess what? In the Old and the New Testament, it's always feminine. I'll never forget, I was over Rose Barker's house. Some of y'all don't know her. I mean, been here long enough to know Rose Barker. Okay, still a few people who remember Rose Barker. I was over Rose's house, and we were talking, and my wife was out of town, and I said, oh, no, I forgot my Bible, my faithful Sophia. And she said, what does that mean? I said, that means wisdom, and it's feminine. She said, oh, you didn't have to tell me it's feminine, because if it's faithful, it's a woman. And so basically then, we know God knows everything. He is omniscient. And that's what both of them come together to tell us, that God is omniscient. He knows everything. He never matriculated in anybody's university. You know, God never has to say, I didn't know that. So then notice the reservoir of wisdom. The reservoir of wisdom. It says, for wisdom and might are his. Here we go. In the Hebrew, guess what's first? His. So then it's what? Talk to me. Emphatic. So what does that mean? Wisdom and might are his and his alone. Nobody, God has cornered the market on wisdom and knowledge. And no one has any shares. But he does give us dividends. Patient sent a card to a psychiatrist, said, having a great time, wish you were here to tell me why. That's bad, I know. But what's he saying? God is the source of all wisdom. What's he contrasting that to? Remember now the background of what's happening here. The wise men of Babylon didn't have it because they don't know God. That's why they come up with stupid theories like the theory of evolution. It takes more faith to believe we just came to be than it does we were created by an all-wise God. It takes more faith to believe in a big bang. Like a guy was talking about, you know, he says, there is no God. We just came to be. It was when, you know, in Hyde Park, the public square in England where you're allowed to just go say what you want to say. And somebody threw a tomato. Bam! Hit him in the face. He said, who threw that tomato? Somebody hollered out, nobody, it just came to be. Mm-hmm. And so he's contrasting them, and they came up with that. Listen, I ran across this. I love this. I know. Y'all just put up with me sometime, but I love this. Here's what it says. It says, once I was a tadpole beginning to begin. Then I was a frog with my tail tucked in. Then I was a monkey in a Bangor tree. Now I'm a professor with a PhD. Ain't that cute? I like that, man. I like that. I like that. And so it's a lot of foolishness, but the reservoir of wisdom belongs to him. That's why we got to be careful with the kind of stuff that we're listening to on television and radio. Now, there's a good program on Moody, you know, they're called Treasure Truth. You. But I'm telling you, all this, you've seen it. Okay, bring your bills up. It's an anointing for a debt-canceling anointing. I don't know, man, everybody be trying that stuff. And come on, say it out loud. What's the formula for the debt-canceling anointing? That's it. Pay your bills. That's it. Three words. Pay your bills. That'll cancel. I guarantee you it'll cancel your debts. I tell you what, if it don't cancel your debts, I'll pay your bills. Hey, that's the way they do it. They're doing the same thing. And so when you look at it, you find then that he is the reservoir of wisdom. But then notice with me, not just the reservoir of wisdom, verse 20, he's the revelation of wisdom, verse 21. Listen to what it says in verse 21. And he changes the times and the seasons, removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise, knowledge to them that know understanding. Verse 23, he revealeth the deep. Here's what he's saying. If you got it, you got it from God. Amen. It's like Cooper's Records used to say, if we don't got it, you can't get it. That's what they used to say. What did James say in James 1:5? If any man, generic sense, man, woman, boy, girl, lack wisdom, let him ask of God who gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not. But let him ask in faith, nothing doubting. For he that doubteth is like a wave of the sea, tossed and driven. Let not that man think he receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Here's what he said. You know what the word double-minded means? Two-faced it. I got faith. I don't know if God's going to come through. I got faith. I don't know if God's going to come through. God said, man, I ain't putting up with that. And this is the part I like. This is the part I like, Brookin. He says, upbraideth not. I know it's Old King James, and the newer translations give it a, you know, help you to understand it better. It literally means this, that God's not going to say, you ain't using the wisdom that I already gave you. So I'm not going to give you any more wisdom until you use the wisdom that you got. Aren't you glad God doesn't do that? Amen. But he says, no, I'll not upbraid you. I will not chide you because you got stuck on stupid a couple times. You want wisdom now? Here it is. And I like that about God. I like that. Yeah. And then notice. It only comes from him. 1 Corinthians, you can write it down. 1 Corinthians 3, 9 through 15. Remember, it says 2, 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 15, says, I have not seen, ear not heard, neither have entered into heart of man the things that God hath prepared for his people. But I like the but God has revealed them by the Holy Spirit. And guess what? I'm in God's clique. Yeah. Yeah. I'm in God's clique, man.
Hope that you're in God's clique as well. And if you ever have questions about beginning that relationship with him, I'd love for you to contact us here at Treasure Truth. You can do that through our website. It's treasuretruthradio.org. Well, our message is entitled Praying with an Attitude of Gratitude, part of a series called The ABCs of Prayer, and it's all available at our website. Again, that's treasuretruthradio.org. Hey, we've been learning that prayer is a fundamental part of Christianity. It's how we communicate with God and grow in our relationship with him. And Moody Publishers has a number of resources to help you dig deeper on this topic, including a study guide called Developing Your Secret Closet of Prayer, and books like Radical Prayer by Manny Mill and The Marriage Prayer by David Delk, just to name a few. And today, when you become a monthly partner by AutoGift and support Moody Radio with a monthly gift of $30 or more, you'll receive a 50% discount on these resources, along with every other book, DVD, and message series from Moody Publishers. Now, the discount applies for as long as you remain a monthly partner, and there's no limit to how often you can use it. So, whether it's prayer, Bible study, or another aspect of the Christian life you'd like to focus on, Moody Publishers has resources that can help. Contact us today and become a monthly partner and receive your 50% discount. Call 1-888-644-7660 or go online to our website, treasuretruthradio.org. Well, I'm Steve Hiller. Our producers are Amy Rios, Mark Bretta, and Nathan McMillan. Join us Thursday for more Bible teaching from Pastor Ford here on Treasure Truth, a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.